Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. One of their great songs. We danced. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. I love that song. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. We're talking small business and spinning some platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show. You don't get this anywhere else, folks. I'm glad you're here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. And I'm responsible for all this mayhem around here, including something really special for you, which is the appearance of our good friend Suzanne Paling joining us on a periodic basis to talk to us about one of my favorite subjects and yours too, if you know what you're doing, and that's not only salesmanship but sales management, because unless it's just you all by yourself, if you have one or more salespeople, somebody needs to be managing them, right, Suzanne?
That's exactly right. And, you know, Jim, I was thinking one of the interesting things about coaching is much of what we do as sales managers revolves around actions that have already taken place. Often we work in the past, you know, performance reviews, pipeline and deal reviews. Much of that has already taken place. Mm-hmm. Coaching is very future-based. It's very proactive.
That's really, say that again. I want people to hear that again. Training. Say everything you just said again. I want to get that people to remember that.
Coaching is future-based. It's proactive. When you coach someone, you are helping them to learn a new skill for the next time they call on someone. So it's all future-based. And with 50% or more of sales reps not making quota in today's modern environment.
Is that
the
right?
More proactive work you can do, yeah.
Is that what the research shows? Say that number again, 50%?
50%.
Wow. You and I probably know why that is, right? Because of what we're talking about. I think it's because they're not getting enough training and not enough coaching. And I also think it's because they don't understand that the customer is not sitting in their office, you know, hoping somebody will come by and reveal to them what they need to buy. That ain't happening anymore, is it?
No. People are doing 60 to 70% of the research and decision-making before anyone calls on them. Decisions are now made much more often as a group.
Well,
amount of time people spend behind their screen. Sales reports, CRM meetings has really cut down on coaching time. It's not seen as valuable.
But isn't coaching also in this day and time, coaching has to include a lot of how do you connect? How do you dovetail? How do you interface? How do you make the relationship with a highly informed customer? You just can't say this is a football. You got to say, tell me how much you know about football, right?
Yes, you have to ask them where they are in the process, and you have to provide value, almost appear as a partner in their business right from the beginning so that they know the value that you add will continue on.
And this is something that's not – what you just said is not something that's instinctive among every salesperson. I think it was me. I think I was born to sell, Suzanne. I really do. You probably were too. But I think some people aren't who become great salespeople, and somebody has to tell them that, don't they?
Yes, I think for some people it is instinctive. Some people have to work harder at it. You know, Jim, just like everything else in life. The other tip I would give to anyone wanting to make quota, become a better salesperson is, it's one thing to understand your sales cycle, but you have to find out how the buyer buys. What is their buying cycle versus your selling cycle? How are they going to go about making their next purchase? And that, again, that goes back to coaching. Have you asked the customer this? Have you tried asking them that?
Yeah, that's such a and see, this is where I think when you find that out, as you, or wait, one way to find that out, maybe you do it first, is talk to them about their customer. I just think, Suzanne, that every day, as salespeople and as sales managers, every day we should be thinking, what are our customers' biggest challenge? What are they doing? How are they helping their customers? If we can get to that point, that's how we find out how they buy, isn't it?
Yes. Who are your customers? Who buys your product? And how do they buy from you? And if you're really interested in my product, how would you go about buying it?
Mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of questions people respond well to.
And also, and one thing you need to do real quick, if, as soon as you can, is who makes the decision on buying these things? And because you don't want to spend 6 months with somebody who then tells you, oh, by the way, that's above my head. I don't get to make that decision. Hey, Suzanne, I need your website again, please.
SalesManagementServices.com.
It's a good one, folks. The Accidental Sales Manager is one book. I still love that title. It's my favorite sales management title. And also The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. Anything else there that we need to know about, Suzanne?
It's the best month of the year to start coaching. Work with your reps, find out where they need some help, reach agreement, and start helping them to get better.
I love it. Hey, Suzanne, come back real soon. We always get smarter when you join us.
It's always a pleasure, Jim.
Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. And she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blass again. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.